Now, we will learn about the different types of movement in animals. For this, you may refer to page 21. Different types of animals have different types of limbs. They use them, number 1, to procure food, number 2, move from place to place, number 3, to protect themselves from enemies, number 4, to build their homes. Aquatic animals such as fishes and whales have fins and a powerful tail. They use these to move in water and keep themselves balanced. Frogs have webbed feet that helps them in swimming. Turtles and tortoises have feet shaped like paddles. Penguins have strong flippers as front limbs which they use to swim. Insects walk on legs. Many of them also have wings to fly. Most insects like cockroaches, beetles, etc. walk by means of their legs, whereas butterflies and moths have very weak legs which they do not use for moving but for resting on objects like flowers. Reptiles may or may not have limbs, but all of them can crawl or creep along ground. Snakes are limbless reptiles. A snake curls its body to slide or wriggle forward. Birds have wings to fly and they have two legs with which they can rest or hop on the ground. Some birds such as emu, ostrich and kiwi cannot fly at all. Now we will discuss about the humans. For this, you may refer to page number 24. Humans, the most advanced of all animals on earth, have a highly developed brain with which they can think. The body of humans is designed in such a way so that they have advantage over all other animals. Humans have an upright posture. The hind limbs or legs are used to walk and run, while the forelimbs or arms are used for feeding, working, and for using in a variety of ways. The backbone can be bent so humans can bend, stand, or turn easily. Now we will learn about migration in animals. Now what is migration? The seasonal movement of animals in masses from one region to another and their return to the same place is known as migration. Now why do animals migrate? Animals migrate due to number 1, scarcity of food, number 2, unfavorable climatic conditions, number 3, search for nesting grounds and breeding purposes. The Arctic tern is the most interesting migratory bird. It travels a distance of about 1,76,000 kilometers from its natural home in the Arctic region to the other end of the earth in the Antarctic region twice a year. With this, we come to the end of explanation. Please refer to the link which has been attached to the answer key. Thank you.